Welcome to All Things Apostolic here on Monday, October the 28th, and we're glad that you're with us. Wow, the year's almost gone. It just dawned on me this week that in 60 days, approximately, we are into 2025. Can you believe that? I mean, how fast this year has gone is incredible. But it's been a very successful year, and there's been a lot of progress. And when we review this year, based on what has already happened, it is going to be a tremendous review, and it sets the table for 2025. So the apostolic movement is alive and well, and there are people all over the place that are being blessed in ways that they have never been blessed before. So we're thankful for that. Spirit of God is moving. Today, on this particular Monday, we're a little bit messed up. We just got back from the nation of Turkey, which is many thousands of miles from California, and everybody's got a little bit of jet lag. I'm trying to keep the people at the office here where the studios are awake today so they can do their work, or just kind of walking around here like zombies trying to get it all back together. We just got home Saturday, and what an incredible time we had. I want to tell you a little bit about it. But anyway, how's your week today? And how was your weekend? And church, did you have good church? And are people, did anybody get the Holy Ghost yesterday? And was there deliverance? Is a place where the Bible says that these that are doing this work, this gospel work, that they will be accompanied with signs following. So we preach the gospel, we worship God, we have church, we minister to people, and then there are signs following. Now, some people go by signs leading. That's always a mistake. It's signs following. And wherever this gospel is preached, the power of God. Cessationism is a false doctrine. That is that all miracles ended when the Bible was completed, the writing of the Bible was completed. But that's not true. God is alive. Jesus is risen. And he's alive, and his power is alive and well. And whatever is modeled for us in the book of Acts is for us today. So, again, welcome. We're glad that you're here. This is a great day. This trip we just took to Turkey was it was a historic occasion. We enjoyed being there. We toured some areas. I've been there before, but one of the great things going to where biblical days excavations are going on, which reveal what happened in biblical days, both Old Testament, Intertestamental, and New Testament period. One of the great things about going back is these excavation efforts have continued for the years. Last time I was there was 2012, and this 2024, so it's 12 years later. The excavation they had done in the archaeological sites that I had visited at the time have been greatly expanded, and new things that we had never seen before. So it's not like you go back and say, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. There's things that you haven't seen before. So it was a great time, and there was about 81 of us that went there. I'll tell you a little more about it here. We did tour the seven churches of Asia Minor that are found in the book of Revelation that Jesus himself spoke to through the Apostle John in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapter 2 and chapter 3. These were actually local churches in local cities of that day. And God spoke to them, and the Lord gave them messages. Some was encouragement, some was correction, and some was rebuke. But overall, each of these churches had messages that have long-term applicability. They are applicable through the centuries, and they still have messages for us today. One of the great things is that the seven churches were envisioned by John as a candlestick, which would have been a menorah, and it had seven candles, and that represented the seven churches. And it said, this is the exciting part, it said, and the Lord was in the midst of them. The Lord was in the midst of the seven candlesticks. So that's comforting to know, because the Lord's not just in the midst of political systems. He's not just in the mix of national ongoings. He's not just in the mix of business stuff. But if you want to find him on a personal level, he's in the midst of the church and the seven churches. Seven was always a number of completion. So it gives us the idea of he is in the complete church. He's there. That's where he's doing business. God's business on earth is the expansion of his kingdom on earth. And it is a kingdom, and it is a nation. But it's not a nation after the order of other nations. It's a spiritual nation. So while there, we saw a lot of new archaeological discoveries being made, a lot of work done. They excavate this stuff, and then they put the different pieces of materials in different piles. And then later, it's like putting puzzle pieces together. These archaeologists take these pieces and put them and recreate with the actual materials, the original materials. They recreate streets of the city, walls of the city, the gigantic pillars. We went to the Oracle of Apollo in some city, and there were pillars there that were over 50 feet tall, and they were massive. They were probably 6 or 8 feet around, big pillars, and it's just an amazing, it's an amazing thing to be able to see. And we took a video of all this. We've got lectures that go with all this. Actually, one of the primary reasons for doing this was we are putting together an archaeological degree, archaeology in Bible times. This is being put together, and some of this content will actually be used in that degree. First, it's going to start out as a certificate program, and that'll be 4 courses in archaeology. They're going to be so good, you're just going to want to take them. It's going to be like eating ice cream. And then it's going to become a degree, a bachelor's degree with concentration in archaeology. That's not very far off. This is probably in the next year or so. And then we will have a master's degree in archaeology, and someday perhaps doctorate. But those things are not as far off as it may seem. Work's being done on it right now. So anyway, the main thing we did, though, was Dr. King, Dr. Johnny King and his wife, Judy King, own a premier travel agency. That's not the name of Premier Ministries Travel Agency or something. Tour company. Well, they own that. And so we collaborated. Wilson University collaborated with them. And Dr. King, when he was over there a couple of years ago, he found out that there were some very interesting things. And one of them was that at Ephesus, you could actually reserve an evening. This is like unbelievable. You could reserve an evening for a ceremony there on the plaza in front of the Celsus Library. The Celsus Library was a famous library in the city of Ephesus during the days when John was a pastor of the church in Ephesus. There were probably tens of thousands of believers. It was a big city, and Christianity, the revival was just raging, and many of these churches were actually in houses, and people had houses. There's one of the houses there that in Ephesus, and probably new numbers of them because it was a large city. But one of them that was visited this trip was 11,000 square feet. So these big houses, there were wealthy people who were Christians, and they would build, they would have rooms in their houses that would be used for church. And then there were smaller ones also and so forth. So this was true not only in Ephesus, this was true in other cities also. So anyway, this plaza in front of the Celsus Library, you can reserve it. And so Dr. King investigated all of this and checked it all out and got in contact with us here at Wesleyan University, said, would you be interested? I said, absolutely, we'd be interested. All of the homework was done, a lot of details in this. And so we actually had a graduation ceremony in front of the Celsus Library. And maybe we can get a few shots of it here while I'm talking, but you will be able to see a edited video of the whole thing before long. And I'll tell you where you can see a raw, unedited version before I get through here. But anyway, it was a historic occasion. When we actually had a graduation ceremony, and we had several speakers and gave diplomas, presented diplomas. We had a three-piece orchestra there, stringed orchestra, that played. They played the Pomp and Circumstance for the students and the faculty and the administration to come in by to the ceremony. It was set up. It was spectacularly beautiful. There was hors d'oeuvres and drinks and so forth to prepare pre-ceremony and particularly post-ceremony. It was so classy. The food was absolutely world-class food, and coffee and tea and, I don't know, several other drinks there that were available. It was a tremendous time, and there was about, you could probably see a couple hundred when they get through with the excavations there, but we had over 80 that were there, and the seating was perfect. Everything was perfect. They had the PA system. Everything was set up. This is all, this whole, not the whole city, but this whole area and the long street of ancient Ephesus is all lit. They've got, they placed lights in there, the government of the city or whoever is responsible for this. And so at night they can turn those lights on and you can see all the way up to the spectacular excavations that have been done. Some of it's 2 and 3 and 4 stories high. And then you can also see all the way down the street where there's lights and the pillars that are on each side. I mean, it's like Alice in Wonderland. It's just awesome. And we had the ceremony that with tremendous power of the Holy Ghost came into that place there where Paul undoubtedly had taught, and Peter and Timothy and Titus and the apostles. All of them have walked up and down those very streets, those very stones, and in that plaza without any question in front of Celsus Library, and taught on those streets and stood on those streets and witnessed and preached, and the great amphitheater there that is all those major Roman cities had a giant amphitheater where Demetrius the silversmith got very angry. He was the head of the guild, the union, so except they were stronger than unions in those days, and stirred up the whole city against Paul because his silver-making business, making silver idols, his and other businesses there were losing business because of the preaching of the Apostle Paul. And so they were taking Paul in, and they were trying to do a trial of him there in the amphitheater. Long story, he finally got away. You can read it in your Bible. All of that was right there. We were right there, and all of the lights were on, and it was just over the top. and all the graduates and the administration and faculty and others there. It wasn't only a graduation ceremony. It was a celebration of a new era in apostolic higher education. A new era in apostolic higher education, and it is exciting beyond belief. So anyway, this is what we did, and it was over the top, and people had a tremendous time. So you can actually see the service at the Wilson University Instagram page. Now, that's not an edited version. That's a raw, unedited version of the service, but you're welcome to go there. You can see it right now if you want to. But what that symbolizes for us, there's symbolism involved with this. And what that symbolizes for us is that there indeed is a new era of apostolic education. And we're going there. And it's not new education. It's education that is apostolic, that is packed with anointed revelation, and that brings, hopefully, to the service, the surface, a restoration of the glories and the truths and the intricate values of biblical Christianity. Things that have been long lost in all of the political struggles and the exhausting drive for chronological power in this world, rather than focusing on the beauty and the glory and the riches that are found in Christ Jesus. So anyway, it symbolizes all of those things. There's so much I want to tell you about. There's so many new things coming, and some of them you can get if you just go to the Wilson University Instagram page, and you can see there. And if you listen to these people that are speaking there, you will actually see where some of the places where we're going. And hopefully, maybe, I don't know, Jennifer's tomorrow on All Things Apostolic. I don't know if she's covering some of these things, Jennifer Barrett. But if she is, you'll get it there. But you'll definitely get some more Wednesday when Dr. Casey Sees is doing All Things. Obviously, he's the host on Wednesday. And he was there and actually took some of the footage. And so he can tell you some more about that. This is a grand, grand step forward. And you are a part of it. And we want you to be a closer part of it. So God bless you. I got a lot of other things I want to tell you about that maybe they'll just have to wait till next week. Thank you for being with us.